Blockbuster Smoothie Night. Keep the kids smiling with the funniest cartoons and never misses a goal. That's GoTV Stream. Your soapies sorted. Your football live. Plus cartoons, movies, and more. No extra cost. Just internet and an active GoTV subscription. Your shows, your vibe, your anytime, anywhere bestie. GoTV Stream. Download it today.
Broadcasting live in digital HD radio from the powerhouse in Lusaka. Feel the power.
Power. 91.3 FM. We play nothing but power hits.
They want me gone, but I'm a biggie man, brother. They wanna see me cry, don't know why. Anyway, Mulungu's I'm a born a new life.
Calm
down, calm down. Yo, this old body, he puts in my heart. For lockdown, for lockdown, for lockdown. Yo, you sweet life, phantom, phantom. If I tell you, say I love you, no day for me, young girl. Oh, young girl, not tell me, no, 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 no.
We play nothing but power hits, bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
NGOCC condemns discriminatory rhetoric and violence against women in elections. Mali aspiring MP unveils ambitious health and sanitation plan. In international news, Bobby Wine warns of protests if Uganda election is rigged. And in sports, trans travel ban on African countries puts World Cup dreams in jeopardy.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, my name is Abigail Trassis. The Non-Governmental Gender Organizations Coordinating Council, NGOCC, has condemned what it describes as discriminatory remarks aired on Simon Mwewa Lane television on 9th January 2026, suggesting that a single woman is unfit to hold the office of mayor and that leadership should be reserved for a family man. Speaking in a statement, Chairperson Beauty Katere said the remarks are a direct violation of the Zambian Constitution and the Gender Equity and Equality Act and amount to violence against women in elections, commonly known as VAWE, VAWE. Ms. Katebe warned that as Zambia approaches the general elections, such language is being used to intimidate women and discourage them from contesting for public office. She said judging women leaders based on their private lives, a standard never applied to men, amounts to psychological violence and undermines democracy. NGOCC has called for an unconditional retraction from the media house that aired the statement and has urged political parties to enforce zero tolerance toward discriminatory campaigning. The organization has also appealed to the Electoral Commission of Zambia to closely monitor and sanction any form of discriminatory language that violates the Electoral Code of Conduct. Munali aspiring Member of Parliament Obi Chomba Musunga has unveiled an ambitious plan to improve health services and sanitation in the constituency, saying the work has already begun even before he receives a formal mandate. Speaking on the Power Breakfast Show, Mr. Musunga said Munali's rapidly growing population, now estimated at over 300,000 people, has put serious pressure on health facilities and sanitation systems. He proposed the upgrade of Tendere Clinic to a level 1 hospital to ease congestion and the transformation of Kalikiriki Health Post into a fully-fledged clinic to strengthen primary health care. On sanitation, Mr. Musunga announced plans to acquire land in Chongwe for a new dump site to help remove garbage from residential areas, adding that waste collection centers will be established across wards, creating jobs for women through a community cash for work program. To kickstart the initiative, Mr. Musunga has launched the Keep Munali Clean campaign, which begins this month. He said sanitation and healthcare are essential for dignity, development, and public health in the constituency.
And so our proposal within that pillar for health and sanitation, we are proposing to upgrading Ntendere clinic to a level 1 hospital. Coming from a health background, I think I'm passionate about that, just to ensure that we reduce the challenges that the current facility is facing. Obviously, very suffocated as we speak. We look at Kalikiliki Health Post. That must be a fully fledged clinic to cover the primary health care concerns for the residents of that area. So as far as sanitation is concerned, we've looked at Munali, and Munali doesn't have space as we speak. So our proposal has been, let's buy land in Chongwe that we shall service as a constituency. That will serve as a dumping site for starters.
In another development, a 21-year-old medical student has died after being shot in Lusaka. The deceased has been identified as Christopher Matubulani. Police say he was trying to jump over a fence to reach his boarding house when he was shot. Police spokesperson Godfrey Chilabi confirmed the incident, stating that the suspect is David Tembo, a truck driver, later surrendered himself to the police. Mr. Chilabi explained that the suspect was inside his vehicle at a designated truck parking area when he fired the shot, hitting the victim in the leg. Matubulani was rushed to Makeni Clinic, where he later died. He added that their investigations into the matter are ongoing.
The deceased was staying at a boarding house on Lamaset Road in Makeni Township. On January 11, 2026, around 22 hours, he informed a friend with whom he shared the boarding house that he would not be returning that night. In the early hours of January 12, 2026, around 00:50 hours, he returned to the boarding house, found the gate locked, and attempted to climb over the fence. At the same time, the suspect, the truck driver, who was in his truck parked at a designated truck park adjacent to the boarding house fence, allegedly fired a shot from the vehicle which struck the deceased. After hearing the gunshot, a housemate alerted the security guard, who opened the gate and found Christopher Mianda Matubulani severely bleeding from a gunshot wound. He was rushed to Makeni Clinic, where he was later pronounced dead.
Socialist Party President Fred Membe says his party would make agriculture, health and education the top priorities of national spending if elected into government, while ensuring farmers are paid on time. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Membe said his government would allocate 10% of the national budget to agriculture, 20% to health and 25% to education, amounting to 55% of total government expenditure. The Socialist Party leader also described timely payment of farmers as an economic necessity, saying failure to do so threatens food security and future crop production. Mr. Membe said many farmers operate without access to finance and depend entirely on crop sales, adding that late payments push them deeper into debt. He questioned why government can fund various expenditures but struggles to pay small-scale farmers who sustain the country's food supply. Mr. Membe said the proposed budget framework would ensure economic stability, boost agricultural production, and protect Zambia's future. In international news, Ugandan opposition leader Bobi Wine has warned that he will call for mass protests if President Yoweri Museveni rigs this week's presidential election, as more than 20 million Ugandans prepare to vote on Thursday. Museveni, 81, is widely expected to extend his nearly four decades in power, backed by firm control of the state and security forces. His main challenger is Wine, 43, a singer-turned-politician running for president for the second time after his 2021 campaign was marred by violent repression and allegations of fraud. Wine insisted the opposition is winning popular support but questioned whether power would be peacefully transferred. Rights groups, including the United Nations and Amnesty International, have accused Ugandan authorities of cracking down on dissent ahead of the vote, citing arrest of Wine's supporters. Wine acknowledged protests could trigger further violence, but said non-violence remains key, adding that even violent regimes get thrown out of protests. Large youthful crowds have continued to rally behind Wine in Kampala, reflecting wider regional anger in East Africa over shrinking democratic space and lack of economic opportunities. Still in international